We're excited to kick off this season again with Midwestern Seminary back as our flagship sponsor for the spring. Located in Kansas City, Missouri, Midwestern Seminary exists for the church by biblically educating God-called men and women to be and make disciples of Jesus Christ. Midwestern's For the Church vision permeates everything they do, from classroom experience, faculty membership, and includes their new 100% tuition scholarship for first-year residential master students through their For the Church cohorts. It's unbelievable. You have to go check this out. Even if you're unable to relocate to campus, Midwestern Seminary offers flexible and fully online undergraduate, graduate, and doctoral degrees through their global campus, which is designed to allow you to stay rooted in your current ministry context. If you're ready to begin your theological education, whether to move forward in your vocation, to be a more faithful leader in the life of your church, to be a more active and engaged disciple maker in your local context, I could not more heartily encourage you to apply to Midwestern Seminary for free with the code KNOWINGFAITH. You can apply to Midwestern Seminary for free with code KNOWINGFAITH at mbts.edu/apply. Go check out all that God is doing at Midwestern Seminary this year. Welcome to After the Fact, a Knowing Faith mini episode where we look to take a big question and address it in just a few minutes. Our After the Fact episodes this season are brought to you by our season sponsor, Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. Midwestern's motto is For the Church. That resonates so deeply with the goal of Knowing Faith, which is to see a theological movement that is from and for the church. Joining us today is Cody Gibson. Cody serves as Vice President of Communications and Brand Strategy at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary and Spurgeon College. Cody has served for over 10 years in theological education, leading recruitment communication efforts at both Southern Seminary and Phoenix Seminary prior to coming to Midwestern. Cody is also, much to my dismay, a huge Oklahoma City Thunder fan. Cody, welcome to After the Fact. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. Excited to be here today. Your Mavericks beat us in the last time we played, so you have the edge on me today.
Yeah, but not in the rankings. Not in the rankings right now. So for all of our Oklahoma folks out there, you know, Thunder up, whatever they say. Is that what they say, Thunder up?
Yep, Thunder up. That's good.
Thunder up. All right, Cody, here's your big question. What are the three biggest myths about seminary?
Yeah, it's a great question. Get these kind of questions often in our work here at Midwestern. The first one that I have is, it's very simple, but it's too hard is a myth that some people might have in their minds as they think about seminary.
Yeah, when people think, man, seminary is too difficult for me to jump into it. Let's just imagine a listener of Knowing Faith. They've been listening for a long time. They know that theological education could be a real benefit to them and their discipleship or their leadership in the church. And they're going, but I'm not competent enough. I can't do it. What would you say to somebody that's like, man, seminary is going to be too hard for me?
I would say that seminary is hard and is difficult. It takes a certain amount of commitment in terms of time out of your life. You have to slow some things down to focus on reading more or having accountability to tests and things like that. But typically when I have a conversation like this, I just talk about how worth it is. You know, it's easy to get kind of nearsighted and think, man, this is going to be hard for 3 years to take this time out of my life to do that. But yep. In reality, it's an investment in like the next 30 years of life that will That's make right. you more equipped, just more sharpened in your skills. And I think there's a lot of great seminaries out there. I'm part of one at Midwestern, and seminaries are doing a good job, I think, of resourcing students and helping with things like academic advising. We'll get to this later in one of my other myths, but the financial aid and options like that to help students make it work.
Well, talk to me about the finances, because I think one of the other biggest myths has to be, and it sounds like you already said this, one of the other biggest myths has to be, I can't afford it. So like, if it's not too hard, somebody goes, okay, you've convinced me, I'm competent enough to do it. These professors are trained to walk me through these classes at a way that I can understand. But there's no way I could possibly afford seminary.
Sure. Yeah. That's another one I miss, was that it's too expensive.
Yeah.
And seminary, it's not cheap. Rarely is education or something like this so affordable that everyone can do it, or that it's easy on everyone. I would say that depending on the institution, there's some really great seminaries out there that are working hard to help students and give students the access to the education, things like scholarship and financial aid. The seminary that I'm a part of, Midwestern Seminary, for residential students that want to come here and study, we've launched initiatives like our For the Church cohorts, where the first entire year of study on campus is free of charge to students who come and be a part of these cohorts. That doesn't include everyone because there are online students out there. But yeah, there's ways that seminaries like ours are working hard to make it work through financial aid, scholarships. A lot of times churches, you'd be surprised, like churches are really excited to invest in students that they want to raise up, especially if a student's like studying online and the church can retain them. A lot of times churches that have budgets are willing to help support students. And so we work with churches and try to help with those kind of things. And then it depends on the denomination, but a lot of denominations will have means of scholarshiping future ministers. And so with the denomination I'm a part of, the Southern Baptist Convention, If you're a member of a Southern Baptist church and you go to one of the Southern Baptist seminaries, you get a 50% scholarship right off the bat for pursuing seminary. And so there are ways to make it happen.
Yeah. A ton of people don't know this. If you're in a Southern Baptist church, let me just go ahead and say it for the record. If you're in a Southern Baptist church, and I'm not presuming that everyone who listens to Knowing Faith is, but if you are, you get a 50% tuition break at Southern Baptist seminaries. That's really remarkable. So when you're looking at tuition, make sure that if you're considering seminary, that you consider it with a 50% tuition break. That's really unbelievable. And I love what Midwestern's doing with that, that incentive to residential theological education for first year students. That's really incredible.
It's more of a perspective thing. And I said this in the first myth, and this kind of relates to every one of my myths, but if you look at seminary as a 1 to 3 year investment, that sticker price is going to feel like a lot of money. But if you look at it as a 30 to 50 year investment, the cost of seminary is totally worth it.
Cody, what's the last big myth for seminary?
There are ministry needs now, and going to seminary delays me from accomplishing those ministry needs. I could probably say that more succinctly, but just the urgency of ministry outweighs the necessity of taking time out of life to train.
Yeah. Yeah. So like when somebody's going, listen, man, the work is just, there's so much work here on the ground. What do you tell them? Because you're right. I mean, obviously, we know it's an investment long term. But man, sometimes the short term pressures are just mounting. You know, you got a lay leader listening to this, and they're going, "Man, I work a job. I'm serving the life of my church. I got some young kiddos." What would you tell them?
Yeah, there's like a couple things because there are different types of people in the scenario. The one that you just mentioned, that's really complicated when you've got kiddos and you're already in ministry full time. That's a different scenario than maybe someone who's fresh out of college and just has not as many commitments. But let me just start with like the foundational. I think that we have like a cloud of witnesses behind us that testify and speak to the value of taking time to learn, to grow, to taking seasons to intense training. You could even think of Paul and setting aside a time before his ministry launches. You might want to cut this out because it's not a one-for-one comparison, but Jesus took 30 years, before he launched his ministry career. And we would assume that during that time there was earthly training and preparation for what he was going to do. And then even in church history, you see movements of God that are powerful. They're oftentimes marked by whether it be a figure that took time to learn and train. So I would first say it's biblical, and there's also a church history element of those who have gone before us have taken time to set aside time to study and prepare for the task that God has given them. Zane Pratt, he's works with the International Mission Board. He had a helpful analogy for me one time that he shared that I'll just share in this context. It's the same kind of principle, but he talks about chopping down trees with axes. And if you gave two different people the same blade that was dull, one could get started sooner and maybe make more progress initially. Mm-hmm. But the person who takes time to sharpen that blade and refine it is eventually going to outpace and catch up to that person. And that's the same principle in my mind with seminary.
That's exactly right.
You can you can meet ministry demands now. They're always urgent. They're always in front of you. But the person I think who takes time to sit down, to sharpen that axe, figuratively speaking, by learning the languages, learning systematic theology, understanding how the scriptures, Old and New Testament, connect to one another, is going to be able to rightly divide the word more effectively in general. Over the long course of time.
Cody, you're exactly right. And I'll just piggyback on what Cody's saying. Listen, I've only ever done seminary while also in vocational ministry. That's it. I don't have any seminary hours where I was not also in full-time vocational ministry. And I know how easy it can be to feel like, you know what? I'm already involved in doing the work. Why would I take some time to go dig a well? And I'll just tell you, I have not regretted one single class I took in the seminary experience. I've gotten value out of all of them. And I do think it helps with ministry longevity and with fruitfulness. And so if you're a listener to Knowing Faith and you've been considering seminary, and you're thinking, you know what, it's too hard, it's too expensive, or there's too much work on the ground right now to stop and take some time to train, let me just encourage you. I think Midwestern is doing the best job I have seen from a seminary to try to make this accessible, affordable, and scalable for your life stage and your age and your ministry context. And so I want to encourage you, if you're considering taking the next step and theological training, to go check out mbts.edu/knowingfaith. After the Fact is brought to you by Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. And if you're ready to take your next step in theological training, we want you to go check out Midwestern. They are doing phenomenal work, and you can check them out at mbts.edu/knowingfaith. Cody, thanks for jumping on After the Fact today. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Absolutely. If you are looking at theological education, I want you to go to mbts.edu/knowingfaith to check out what Midwestern is doing. Did this episode spark an interest to learn more about Jesus, the Bible, or theology? You can receive free theological training through Midwestern Seminary's For the Church Institute, which offers courses in Old and New Testament, Christian theology, and more, including the newly released course on missional leadership. Again, this is free theological training that you can use for your own equipping, for the equipping of those in your church, and it is available for groups or on your own. You can learn more and get started today at ftcinstitute.com. Again, that's ftcinstitute.com for theological training courses, free theological training courses today. Go check it out.